In the name of the living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Above the great west doors of Westminster Abbey in London are 10 statues. In the 1990s, the Abbey undertook a restoration process, and the decision was made to fill 10 niches above those doors that had been empty since the 15th century. Many, many Christians had been killed in the 20th century, and the Abbey wanted to draw attention to this reality. Each statue was carefully designed by an artist from records and photographs of the individuals to be represented. And then they were carefully crafted in French limestone. And some of these statues represent people whose names we know. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who of course preached right here. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who was murdered by the Nazis for his resistance to their way of hate. St. Maximilian Kolb, a Franciscan friar who, while being held at Auschwitz, traded his life for the life of another prisoner. St. Oscar Romero, the El Salvadorian bishop who was murdered while saying Mass for his commitment to the poor and the persecuted. Other statues represent folks whose names are less well known. One such name is that of Mancha Massimola. Massimola was born to the Peti people in a village that is northeast of modern-day Johannesburg in South Africa. The Peti had been confined to a barren land, and it was difficult to raise crops or earn a living. And for decades, Christian missionaries had lived there, though Mancha's parents were not open to their labors. They were staunch adherents to the faith and customs of their forebears. In 1919, when Massimola was about 6, Father Augustine Mueka, an African priest, missionary, and brother of the Anglican Community of the Resurrection, opened a mission in Marashan, where the young girl lived with her family. Father Mueka's preaching and teaching spoke to many of the Peti people, and many were baptized. And many people came to Father Mueka to learn what it meant to follow Jesus. Two of these people were Mancha and her cousin Lucia. For the next several years, Mancha attended class twice a week and sought to be baptized, but her parents would not allow it. They were worried that she would leave them or refuse to be married, so they threatened her and beat her. As the persecution continued at the hands of her parents, Mancha remarked to Father Mueka and her cousin Lucia that she would be baptized in her own blood. On February 4th, 1928, Mancha's mother and father led her into a remote corner of the wilderness and killed her. They then buried her body near a granite rock. Mancha Massimola was, in fact, baptized in her own blood, as she had predicted, perhaps even longed for. The stories of Christian martyrs are difficult to hear. The reality of death is uncomfortable. The reality of murder, even more so. Though I wonder if it is those realities that are truly at the heart of why we are uncomfortable with the stories of the martyrs, or is it something deeper, something in ourselves? Today, we heard Jesus continue the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. He says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Salt and light change the world. And that is the standard that Jesus sets for us. We are called and named to be agents of change, agents of revolution, agents of his way of love. Though I wonder, when we kneel near the edge of our beds at the end of the day and examine our consciences, do we find that we have changed the world for the better in some way? Is there someone out there whom we have encountered who knows that they are God's beloved through our interaction with them? Is there someone out there who knows that hate will not have the last word because in us they encountered the light of Christ? Is there someone out there who desires to know Jesus more deeply because the change that he has wrought in our lives bursts forth out of our chests? Salt and light, though, change not only the world, but they should change us. We cannot be the same after encountering the risen Christ. Mancha Massimola was never baptized, she never received the Eucharist, and yet she was unwaveringly in love with Jesus Christ. Every bone in her body knew that because of him that she would live forever. Nothing in this world could harm her because of Jesus' sacrifice. And yet we live in a world where the baptized, where those who make their communion regularly are the first to sacrifice their commitment to Jesus Christ if it makes power a little easier to gain. We live in a world where those who profess their love of Christ on Sunday defend racism on Thursday. We live in a world where those who confess to follow Jesus Christ and his teachings trample on the poor and needy if it means increasing their profit margins. And if we are being honest with ourselves, we must each admit that we deny Christ in ways big and small each day. It is not ideal, but it is overcomable. We can get better. We can repent and return to the Lord. And when we keep doing this, when we keep repenting and we keep returning, because, my friends, we will, in fact, keep sinning, when we keep doing this, we will be changed. We will be remade into the likeness of Christ. We will learn to desire him above all else. We will hear the call of the prophets to break the bonds of injustice, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to house the homeless, and we will do these things. And on that day, when we are faced with the big choice, the choice to deny Christ or to be killed, we will choose to be killed because we will have learned to trust in the reality that death holds no power over those who believe in Jesus Christ. Death holds no power over salt and light. Death holds no power over those who know the power of God's love. In a few moments, we will gather at the altar rail. We will enter into the heavenly realm in the Eucharist. And when we do so, Mancha Massimola will be here. King will be here. Romero will be here, Kolb and Bonhoeffer, Esther John, Janani Lewoum, all the martyrs, all those who chose Christ will be here. Massimola's mother will be here because 40 years after the murder of her daughter, she repented and was baptized. Death has no power in God's kingdom. Each day we face a choice: love or hate, despair or light, death or Christ. Choose wisely, my friends, because our choices affect not only us, but each and every person on this planet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.